This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027.
It's just gone 14 minutes to 7 here on Classic Business on Classic 1027. And interesting sporting news all over the show. England are currently 480 for 5, smashing their previous world record in the highest ODI score stakes. They've got two balls to go. Really rubbing Australia's noses in it at the moment, and Senegal looking like they are minutes away from being the first African victor at this year's World Cup. Now, stories, it's all about stories, is life. They've defined our world. They've been with us since the dawn of communication, from cave walls to some of the tall tales recounted around fires and briars and dinner tables. And they really are so important to who we are. Yet too many websites and other customer-facing parts of a business fail to tell that story in a very compelling or interesting way. It's all about design and all about customer experience. Well, to talk about those two things, I've got Wayne Hull, MD of Accenture, and Maria Alves, Head of Digital Customer Experience over at F&B on the line. They participated in a very interesting fintech event which was hosted at Gibbs earlier today. Wayne, evening.
Evening. Thanks for having me on.
And Maria, thanks so much for joining us.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Now, Wayne, customer experience management, it sounds so buzzwordy, and it's a relatively new trend. It's been around for a while, and you look at all of the digital marketing gurus, and they reckon that this is going to become the next big thing. What is customer experience that takes it beyond just another buzzword creeping out into our lexicon?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good question, because there is a lot of buzz around it. But, you know, I think what we are, you know, what we are noticing with all our clients, and this is geography independent, is that there are reasons why consumers or businesses, they are switching from brands to brands or from services to services. And, you know, they are fundamentally sort of key attributes to that experience that either keeps them very attached to a product or brand, or allows them to slip to an alternative product. And how we rethink, or what we call reimagine, this experience is very critical. And there are new attributes that are developing in a way that you can measure or think through the experience. And, you know, those attributes include things like, firstly, do you have fun with the brand? Are you emerged, or are you collaborative with the brand? Are you socially engaged with the brand? Does the brand understand you? Is there a certain level of relevance with you with the brand? So those are the attributes that make up a great experience. And if you think of whatever brand you are close to, like for me, I spoke at the conference today, I said there's two brands that I'm really close to that I love, that give me wonderful experiences. One is Nespresso and the other one is Vita. And I use Vita as an example. You know, when I go to a Vita shop, I hear the energy, I feel the color, I feel the excitement. You know, it's African, it's international, and all of those are attributes of an experience. And then they also serve great coffee, which is the great product. And I think that's really what makes up a good experience, and that's what consumers want today, and they're
right.
Demanding of it.
Right, and I think what you just demonstrated is that it really does go beyond just having a great product. It's about immersing the user into this entire experience, and for me, storytelling is a big part of that, Maria. We're very good at telling stories, I think, socially, but when you look at businesses, I often get the feeling that we're not taking advantage of this powerful medium that we have at our disposal via the internet, websites, and the way websites are built to engage and to tell stories. Businesses are very good at gathering data on their users, but that data often fails to communicate some of the frustrations and the experiences of customers. But a story can do that. Do you think we're missing a trick here in the way we design for customers and the way we tell stories of our brands?
I definitely think we do. We're still very much on an old usability methodology, just the field in general, where we will do a lot of user testing and tweak a system. But it's important to understand that a customer's journey actually doesn't start with an application. They actually start with the brand interaction. So, I mean, we're in a space now where clients don't even compare banks anymore. They compare the experience. So it's important.
And just to understand your particular experience, Maria, and if you can talk into the mouthpiece, because I think I just lost you for a second there. We know that FNB has been a leader among the banks. Certainly, you've been jostling with the likes of Capitec for the most downloaded banking app prize on Google Play. What has been your approach to customer experience? And what is your, there's another buzzword there, what is your strategy when it comes to customer experience?
FNB's strategy is a customer-first strategy. So every solution is built around the customer experience. We need to, what we are doing is have strong focus on building for the customer, and technology will follow, not the other way around, which is what traditional banks generally do.
So how do you go out and understand what the customer wants? And I ask that because I was at a financial inclusion summit the other day. And interestingly, a lot of the funeral products that we have designed in the South African market are designed by individuals who perhaps wouldn't be living in informal settlements, for example, wouldn't be the end users of some of the products that they were designing. So how do you go out and understand what your customers want?
So for us to understand what customer wants, the best way is to talk to them. There is always an emotion attached to any product development. And through interviews and analysis of the client, we can pick up what these are and develop a solution that best suits their needs.
Wayne, this is a critical area when it comes to user design for me. And I think Steve Jobs is always used as the big example here because he understood that what he was designing was something that was almost a utility. It's redesigning a phone. So what's going to differentiate you in a market where many competitors are going to be able to get into the space and design phones? Well, it's going to be around that design and understanding what customers want.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, you know, you start from the outside in and you listen very meaningfully to what the problems that customers are asking you to solve or what type of opportunities they're sharing that you need to unlock. And, you know, there's a couple of key themes that customers are demanding today. I mean, the first thing, they want to be recognized and, you know, they want you to know who they are. You know, secondly, they want to be remembered. And so history around their interaction with your brand is critical. Mm. And then they want relevant information, and so you have to be in context, you know, and that's very, when you put those three things together, you get a very hyper-personalized experience, and that's what you need to deliver today. And if you think about the brand that you love, you know, whether it's a business brand or a consumer brand, they basically have these three attributes of sort of relevance and remembrance and, you know, and recognition. So those are very key. So that's the one very critical component that you have to build into what you're building today. And then the second thing is this whole thing that you brought up around differentiation. And today it's not about differentiation. It's really about being distinctive. And that's much more aggressive in some way. So if you have a take, you know, we spoke about consumer examples, but if you take a business example and you look at banks or insurers today, every single insurer, every single bank talks about financial wellness, you know, and that it's very difficult to differentiate if that's what you're talking to, you know, to your clientele around. So how do you take that and be distinctive with it?
Right.
You know, what are the key elements that you're going to build in around your product and services and brand that says, fine, we offer you financial wellness just like the person down the road, but this is what's distinctive about it. Do we co-create, you know, your future with you? Do we include, you know, very material information in how we plan and take risk with you? And then how do we do that in a way that's seamless and it's a positive experience for you? And I think that's where consumers are at, and that's what they're demanding of us, and that's what we have to make sure we include in our products and services.
And even from a company perspective, one can look at taking this approach to designing processes for employees. Just think of an HR department, perhaps building in some AI reminding you to submit a leave form as soon as you've added a calendar event to Outlook, for example, and those kinds of things that that may seem small, but actually lead to deeper loyalty and engagement and staff retention and all of those good things. So we cannot discount the benefits here. Maria, what are some of the challenges to getting this right in the banking space? I think it's often discussed that you're operating in a system that's lots of legacy ICT. What are some of the challenges that you're encountering?
So some of the challenges, as you say, is the legacy systems that we deal with. Also, previously, you know, we were in a very federated model, so everyone worked in a silo. To get a customer experience that went across the business was not that easy. However, with our omni-channel strategy, that is becoming a lot easier to manage, and it's creating that customer experience across the bank, so no matter how the clients interact with that brand, they get the same experience.
I've often I've often said that I think the word silo was invented inside the bank. I mean, to go and talk about a credit card, you've got to go to one department. If I want to go and talk about my home loan, I'm sent to another department. I've got to start the conversation all over again. How do we break those silos down?
Lots of hard work. The easiest way to do it is to actually focus and get your clients to engage with you on a digital channel.
And
because that's a bit easier to control.
And that's okay. So how are you doing that at FNB? Could you give me an example?
For example, we're actually enabling the app quite a lot. So we're asking clients to do their payment authentication using our app, do their payments using the app, be giving messaging through the app, so that that whole experience is centralized and controlled.
Wayne, is this the future for you? I mean, I know in financial services, there's been lots of money poured into banking apps, and that does help break down some of those Chinese walls that exist inside the bank. But is it doing enough to give you a centralized and almost seamless experience as a customer interacting with the brand?
It is. However, it is going to take time to enable all of that.
Wayne, where do you think we're going?
Yeah, to add to it, I mean, I think FNB is doing a great job of it, and I mean, surely they do deal with some some historical systems and legacy systems that they have to decouple from. But you know, I think if you look at a range of other financial institutions, they're not in the same quadrant with regards to digital adoption and digital servicing for clients. So there is a long way to go for sure, and I don't think it's only about the online experience, because we also talk about physical is fighting back, you know, and so some models will be purely online and they have to give that seamless experience. Other models will include a physical component, whether it be a branch or a store or a counter. And that experience also has to be seamless, very similar to what they receive online. So customers are expecting a very seamless, you know, positive experience, whether they're online or in a physical environment. And that is a challenge for an enterprise that has legacy and they've got to transform, and there's no doubt about it. And you know, but restructuring yourselves, including different type of talent, including different methodologies in the way you do things, being more courageous about iteration, launching things just before they're ready, so maybe you get the customers to engage and participate in that service. These are all ways of how you evolve much quicker, and you know, you've got to be courageous to take the steps.
Yeah, and just understand to be courageous is really just to respond to that customer, which is the center of your business nowadays. Thank you very much. That's all the time we have for Wayne Hull, MD at Accenture, and Maria Alves, Head of Digital Customer Experience at FNB.